Welcome into Locked On Bills, live Wednesday edition with my two co-hosts today, Spencer German from Rocker Sports Report, Rocker Sports Network and Rock Sports Report, that is, and Nick Wotan with the Bills Wire Sports Media Group. How are you guys doing today? How are you doing, Spencer?
Good, you know, can't complain. Happy to finally have the draft upon us, I guess, in a day. I think it's draft fatigue at this point for everyone, ourselves included, so it'll be nice to finally have actual players to talk about that are on actual specific teams.
Sure. Nick, what's going on with you?
Let's get the draft over with.
Oh, you're one of those, huh? Those.
Like, it's been such a grind.
Yeah, like it hasn't existed in late April since we've been born.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. But so I'm excited as well to see what happens and what transpires after all these weeks and months of us all preparing for it.
Sure. Today on this Wednesday show, we're going to talk about some key quotes from Jeff Darlington, who's inside the Bills right now, has some great conversation with Brandon Bean as well. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get a little bit of Dez Bryant. We're going to get into a little bit of this trade-up stuff that's starting to become, I think, more realistic, guys. I mean, we've talked about it. I don't think one through three is very realistic. We'll get into that toward the end. So let's start at the top with Jeff Darlington, kind of his comments. And he believes the Bills absolutely have the ammo to get up without mortgaging their future. They have one franchise guy. So we're going to start there, Spencer. Who's their franchise guy? What are these comments you hear from Jeff Darlington?
Yeah, I mean, the way Darlington worded it, it kind of sounds like Bean said he has at least one guy that he sees as a potential franchise quarterback. To me, it's kind of been this way from the start. It's Josh Rosen. I think that's the guy that was sort of linked to the Bills in the early stages of this process. And for me, it's kind of stuck as the guy that I look at and say, well, he's the best quarterback in the draft to me. So it makes sense. I think a lot of the Josh Allen stuff was kind of just a smokescreen, a whole lot of nothing, if you will, where they were trying to maybe see where people are interested in him. But I do think Josh Allen's a player, and I know Nick and I talked about this a little bit, that if he falls to you at 12 and you wait, why not take Josh Allen at that point for sure? I mean, he's a guy that was projected to go top 10, maybe even top 5. So if he falls to you at 12, okay, fine. But I do think they kind of have their sights set on Josh Rosen with maybe Baker Mayfield in the back of their mind as another guy they would look at. You could throw Sam Darnold into the mix too, but the problem is I don't know that anybody expects Sam Darnold to get out of the top 2 pick. So I think they've maybe crossed him off and they have another guy in mind, and at least all indications are they're willing to go up and get him if they have to.
Yeah, completely, Nick. What's your thoughts on him saying there's one franchise guy? Like, who do you think it is?
Who do I think it is? I'm gonna continue to be on the Josh Rosen train here. I think just the way the team is set up right now. I mean, you got AJ McCarron for next to nothing in free agency backup money. You got Nate Peterman, who's still not on good terms with the fan base after his 5-interception outing against the Chargers last year. And in terms of you know, a quote specifically, to me right now it's just kind of reading as the typical McBean type PR play where I guarantee you guys, no matter what quarterback they end up with, whether it's Josh Rosen at first overall or it is this year's Chad Kelly, Mr. Irrelevant, it was the guy that they wanted. It was the franchise guy. It will be him. They will pump this guy up. They will back this guy up no matter what. But again, I think I'm on board with that they are going to trade up, and I think Rosen's going to be the target just because of the way that they've built this whole thing up. It's going to be kind of a colossal disappointment to fans if they sit around at 12 and one of the top guys don't fall. You've seen Rosen mocked as late as 12. I saw him. I apologize, guys. I don't know exactly who, but someone, maybe ESPN or NFL.com, who didn't do any trades in their mock, had the Cardinals taking him after the Bills. Josh Rosen, that is. So some people have him falling. So unless Rosen or Allen fall and the Bills don't trade up and they take maybe Lamar Jackson, who, you know, I don't particularly hate Lamar Jackson or Mason Rudolph, but if they end up with that, it's going to kind of end up a taste in your mouth that the Bills' plan A, plan B didn't work out. So they went to plan C. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. I think no matter who they take, it's going to be their quarterback. I mean, we've seen this play out before.
Right.
And I'll say this too, Kevin. I also just think Rosen fits kind of what they're looking for in a quarterback. You talk about the Bills have kind of given you this idea that they want a guy who can stand in the pocket, throw the football. The fact that they haven't met with a guy like Lamar Jackson at all this entire process kind of points to that, maybe shifting away from more of that mobile quarterback. So maybe that's why Baker Mayfield isn't an ideal fit, because he, not that he can't stay in the pocket, he was one of the better passers actually from the pocket. But at the same time, I think they want more of that prototypical taller guy that can stay in the pocket, deliver the football. He has the things that the Bills have kind of checked the boxes and said, this is what we want the quarterback as well. In terms of, you know, you asked who we think it is, but I think that also plays into the fact of why we think he's the right fit.
And the Browns are so interesting to me, Spencer and Nick. I mean, I really do. I think more than ever from a first overall pick, you pretty much within a player or maybe two know where they're going. They have the first and the fourth, so they have to stay coy. They have to kind of throw you smoke screen. I think they're shopping for pretty, and I think that the Bills are a top consideration to get into that fourth spot. I tweeted out earlier, I think it would be 12 and 22. That would get it done. And I think that's what the Bills are offering up. I think they're saying, we're giving you 12 and 22. We're going to get up to four. We're going to get up to five or six or whatever that gets them. I don't believe they're going to go more. Brandon Bean in this Jeff Darlington quote said he isn't going to get robbed by anyone, especially the Giants at two overall, to move that high. So I think that that puts more of a light on the situation of them getting to four. Would you guys agree with that?
Spencer?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were.
I thought you were going to take the first crack.
No. I think Bean is obviously going to play his cards right, and he's kind of already shown throughout his 1 year tenure, or not even a full year yet, with the Bills, that you know he's going to think things through, be smart about it. He values draft picks, so he's not just going to throw a ton at whatever team he's trying to make a deal with. I do think. You know, you mentioned trading 12 and 22. I do think it's going to take more than that to get up there. But the nice thing is the Bills have more than that to offer, because they have two second-round picks and two third-round picks. I mean, if you gave up both firsts and a second and a third this year, you can still have a normal draft where you go through and you still take a first-round guy, you still take a second, third, fourth. You'll still come out of here feeling pretty good, I think, if you're the Bills or a Bills fan. If you make a move and give up four picks to do it, and they're both of your first and a second and a third. So they're a really good situation, and I think Bean kind of knows what he has. He sees the value of what he has and where it should be able to get him. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's going to play it smart. He's not going to, you know, just jump at an opportunity and overpay. He seems like the kind of guy who isn't going to let himself get fleeced or kind of get caught up in the moment like that.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you know, the philosophy there that Bean's not going to overvalue certain returns he can get in trades. But having said that, I'm kind of where Kevin is as well. In my final mock, I actually have the Bills getting Rosen when they trade up to six. But sure. I also have the Bills only trading their first round picks this year, and even getting a fourth rounder back. I mean, in that particular deal, by the Jimmy Johnson system, which I think, Kevin, I think you and I talked about it, that we kind of think that that's the one that the NFL would probably... I
mean, being said so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just typically it's, you know, it's the old school method in the NFL is just run by a bunch of old school guys. So in that formula, the Bills are losing the equivalent of draft value of a second round pick, so that's still a big haul for Indianapolis. The Bills get their quarterback. It just seems like a trade that fits both sides great. So that's kind of where I see it happening, that the Bills aren't going to give up a future first rounder. I don't think they're going to have to give up a bunch of second rounders or a bunch of capital to get up there and get their guy. Because at this point, I'm definitely in agreement. I think it's four through seven area, four through six, if I have to even bring it down a little bit smaller than that. That just seems like the prime spot. Pretty much every single one of those teams has said, as of late, we're open for business. And the Bills have a relationship with Cleveland's GM, John Dorsey. They traded back with him last year. He was the general manager of Kansas City. John Elway is, you know, everyone in football knows who John Elway is. And he openly said that he's ready to trade back. And same case with the Indianapolis Colts. And I think people in the Buffalo Orchard Park facility are familiar with Frank Reich maybe a little bit. So, you know,
yeah,
I think it's in that area.
I agree. And what's interesting, too, is just like as we've gone live here, Sam Darnold came out and said he could have thrown better in Buffalo's workout. So that's an interesting piece. Don't know if that plays a role in anything, if that could affect what the team's thinking. But according to Sam Darnold himself, he said he could have thrown better in his specific Bills workout that he had. I believe the one he's referring to is that Friday where everyone under the sun went out there from Pagula on down.
Yeah.
So there's that piece of tidbit. That's interesting. I don't know if that affects anything or if that's kind of like, we didn't really care how you threw. We just kind of wanted to see you. So I'm not sure, but I think that could play a role into furthering maybe the Rosen and unfortunately maybe the Josh Allen talk because of what Darnold did. And once again, he could be the most likely guy to be gone. But at the same time, guys, if he doesn't go one, where does he go? Where does Sam Darnold go? That's a good question. Where does Sam Darnold go if not Cleveland at one?
Yeah, I mean, there was a report today from Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer that said the Browns are considering highly Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen, and that's kind of what it's come down to.
Right.
Now, I know there was also reports that the Giants would only take a quarterback if Darnold's there. So I think that's a lot of the reason why people have kind of deemed him kind of out of the equation after the first two picks, like a team like the Bills, because I think they probably figure, well, if these two teams really love him that much, he's not going to be there for us to even take if we trade up to whatever. And they know they can't obviously get to three. But maybe he could be there too, and the Giants make a move. But I think the Giants at this point, and I know Adam Schefter said this, are kind of dead set on staying in their place. Or not Adam Schefter. It was actually Ian Rappaport. I flipped the two names, the two guys who always are reporting.
Oh, same person.
but yeah, I know Ian Rappaport said he would be surprised if the Bills even got the two. So I think the Giants and Dave Gettleman are pretty set on. I mean, I know it was a part of the Darlington quotes where that. Being said, he still feels like they could get to two with what they have, but I think the Giants are probably pretty comfortable staying put. And, you know, if Darnold ends up not being the Browns pick at one, I think they could take him. I do think they love Saquon Barkley. I believe a lot of those rumors that have come out the last few weeks that they really, really love him. The Browns are in a really good situation because let me rephrase. If they take Josh Allen, that'll be a questionable decision, I think, for a lot of people, especially at number one where you want to get more of a sure
trade
thing.
Out from four, too. That would be quite the scenario.
But I think that if you're the Browns, you take your quarterback at one, and then you get to four, and you know you basically have a whole new draft where there could still be essentially a brand new – take the quarterback side of the equation. You have your board reset with still all the best players from that aren't quarterbacks left on your board. I mean, that's an incredible situation that they're in, obviously, which I think is why, as you mentioned, they kind of play coy, and they haven't really let on who they're taking at one at this point. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. This is going to be one, I think, the more interesting first five picks or so that we've seen in a long time just because of teams trying to get up, teams that already have gotten up. If Darnold slips, I could see him going anywhere between I could see him going either two or three with the Jets or Giants. I don't know if he slips much further than that. I really don't. I just think that somebody up there covets him. And I think a team like the Jets maybe has ruled him out and said, well, he probably won't be there. But if he's there, I could see them definitely pulling the trigger on him. But in terms of them getting the Bills, I don't know. That seems a little tough.
Nick, where does Darnold go if he doesn't make it, if he doesn't go one, if they do choose Mayfield or Allen?
Well, I think the way I've kind of presented this topic is I would be more surprised if Darnold makes a pass two than if Mayfield or Allen goes number one. I think he's a lock for one or two, more likely one. I think that's where Darnold's going to go. Don't even really consider him on the radar. And Kevin, by the way, I love how you prefaced if they unfortunately get Josh Allen. So I see where your fandom is there. But, I don't think Darnold's really an option for the Bills at this point. I'm pretty set on it being Rosen. I think me and Spencer have talked about this plenty. I just think the Allen thing is such a smokescreen right now. I think the Bills want someone else to go up and get him, and they want to get just a pure passer like Josh Rosen.
I think it is for everyone, Nick. I think that Allen could be a smokescreen for every single quarterback team.
that would be something.
I think it's possible that he's a smokescreen for every single team. And like, I mean, Dorsey just came out and basically said, no one knows where I'm going with one. It's so interesting 24 hours out that we don't have a first overall pick. We've gotten there before in years past, but you always, pretty much know, right? I mean, I don't think that I've been this in the dark about one forever. I mean, usually I can do one, two and three sometimes, and that's when it starts to get sticky. But I've just never been in a scenario where I can remember not knowing who's going one overall. It's just really crazy to me.
I think John Dorsey loves that too. I think he really does. He loves that, like, he has everybody in the NFL kind of waiting on standby to see what he's going to do. And I think they're going quarterback at one. What they do at four will be interesting. And I've kind of said multiple times that I think that's the spot that Buffalo can get up to. And I know I just saw a report from Ian Rappaport that the Browns are having conversations about trading that number four pick. So there's an opportunity there for the Bills to get up. And I think if you're the Bills, you don't mess around and let another team maybe jump you to get up there. You go do it if four is available. So the Browns, like you mentioned, I know before we went on and started recording here, Kevin, they're kind of holding the entire league in check. They hold a lot of the cards, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, look, why let people prepare, Spencer? Right.
I was going to add to that conversation, guys. Was I think not knowing the number one pick is kind of a thing that happens time to time. You're right, Kevin. A lot of times we know by now, but it's so much more interesting this year because the guys who might go number one are so polarizing as players. You got Darnold, who's kind of assumed, but then there's Baker Mayfield, who's Baker Mayfield. Then there's Josh Allen, who's Josh Allen. He's a big, tall guy. Maybe he'll be good. Baker Mayfield, well, he should be pretty good, but he's short. Just the polarizing figures in that discussion are just adding such a curveball to that.
Right. I agree with that completely. So it's just a crazy, crazy, crazy year for many, many reasons. I mean, one where you could Adam Schefter said 4 out of 5 could be quarterbacks. He's been hearing that. So Denver sitting there, not sure what they're going to do, if they're going to take a quarterback, if the quarterbacks are all gone, if they're going to trade out, if they're going to get the best positional player available. So they're in an interesting spot. Indy sitting there like, well, we traded back good because we might have a chance at all these positional players. Or they might trade out again because there's still a lot of players on the board. So there's some good teams in good situations, call it from 5 to 8 or 9, that, you know, could really do anything. They could have a shot at a lot of players they weren't expecting at 4 quarterbacks ago, guys. And Cleveland, you know, really starts this off. And I believe Mary Kay Cabot, she's often right. When it comes to this, Spencer, you probably would know a little bit more. I do believe that they are choosing between Allen and Mayfield. I love Baker Mayfield. I wouldn't be shocked to see him go 1 overall. Josh Allen, I guess the potential could be real for some teams that they're going to overlook that completion percentage thing. And I just think that I don't think it's going to be Darnold. So that's kind of why I presented the question to you guys. Like, where does Sam Darnold go if it isn't him at 1? Does he just go right to 2 or does he go to 3? But I agree. I think 3 is his floor. He could even go 2 at that point. And I think that the Bills know that. I think that they know enough about how the, you know, pick 2 and 3 are going to go. I do truly believe that. So that's why they'd be eyeing 4.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, maybe the Bills could say, well, we'll offer you a little bit even more than we would have offered other teams to get up to 2 if they really covet Darnold. But like I said, I think they kind of have their eye on a Rosen and maybe a Mayfield where they're like, yeah, we'll be okay. So it's hard for me to imagine him slipping any further than that. And I know Mary Kay, very connected. She always knows what she's talking about. I'm still sort of on the thought process that they're going to take Darnold. For whatever reason, it feels like here in Cleveland that they've kind of settled on Darnold being the safest, whether you agree with that or not, and you think that he has his own flaws, and he does. That seems kind of like the general consensus here. And I still kind of feel that that's who they're going to take. But it is very, very interesting that somebody so connected like Mary Kay has out there that it's these two. I think it would be just woefully irresponsible for them to take Allen. I really do. Not even just because it has nothing to do necessarily with Allen. He could become a great talent. I just think at 1, you're taking too big of a chance on a guy who is a project by all accounts. At least that's what's been said. So you got to take somebody that you feel more comfortable is going to blossom into a quarterback, not a guy that you're maybe a little – and maybe they're not hesitant, but that could maybe flop. I don't know. It's just – it's such a hard thing to juggle, right. But I just can't wrap my head around it. As a friend, not for that franchise. I mean, if it was like the Packers were up there somehow after a bad season and they saw Aaron Rodgers for like 4 years.
Even the Giants, right, Spencer?
But what'd you say?
The Giants are a similar example that they're sitting.
Yeah, like they still have Eli, so like, okay, take a flyer on Allen, whatever. But the Browns have been like the epitome of just not being able to develop quarterbacks, just this continuing to just trudge along on mediocrity or worse. But and they haven't taken a quarterback higher than 22 since 1999. Like, you have to get a guy that is not Josh Allen. It just boggles my mind.
But if they got a guy like Josh Allen, the most interesting part, let's bring this full circle right here on Locked On Bills, the reason why that they would do that is because they have Tyrod Taylor.
I was just going to say the drought buster.
That's exactly why.
the 9-win quarterback there. Maybe he can wait. I don't know. I don't know. I think that he might be able to wait a year or two. You know, maybe just a year underneath Tyrod on the drought buster. And they did. I think Cleveland now is even more willing to take risk. I think with Landry, they traded for Landry, you trade for Tyrod. I mean, they've been taking shots on guys, Spencer. I think that they're almost willing to take a risk. And you see that with the two that they're considering, with just the up potential of maybe not the safe choice. They want the potential of Allen being, you know, as good as anybody, or even Baker Mayfield, who's all numbers, everything converts in the NFL, you know, to be a Drew Brees style quarterback. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that those two, to me, if I'm sitting at one, I'm not shocked to see him take Baker Mayfield first overall.
Yeah, I mean, Mayfield, I think is fine if you take a chance on him. Just Allen, to me, is the same sort of, I think, uproar you'll hear in Buffalo if the Bills trade up for Allen. If the, like I said, the Bills stay at 12 and take Allen, I think, okay, fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if they trade up and take Allen, the same sort of uproar that you'll hear in Buffalo, I think you would absolutely hear in Cleveland. That's kind of been the consensus, I think, as well. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. But I'd be okay, I think, with Mayfield. He enters with the best completion percentage of all these guys, and I think most people feel pretty comfortable with him. But Allen, to me, is just kind of, man, for the number one overall pick, such an experiment. I mean, I know all these guys are projects in the long run because it's all a crapshoot anyway, but just feels like you can't do it. I don't know.
Okay, I'm fine with that. You know, so once again, check out our other editions. If you want to see what Locked On Browns, give them a listen. You know, they've got their own takes on this. Locked On 49ers, Locked On Giants, guys that I've talked to personally. Locked On Draft Edition with John Ledyard. Great stuff throughout our network. So make sure you check out all the additional shows. See if what they're saying matches up to what we're saying on this show. Maybe they have additional stuff. So if you're looking for draft stuff, go check out those other editions there on the top 10 picks. I'm sure you'll find out some information from a lot of that stuff. One topic I want to address, guys, before we take off is Dez Bryant. I mean, he did say that, you know, he passed up on an opportunity to sign a multi-year deal with Baltimore because of cap space. Baltimore's had to do it, a multi-year deal. He's looking for a one-year, quote-unquote, big deal. What's funny to me, to start this whole conversation off, the Bills are actually eighth in available cap space right now, which is crazy to me. So right now for 2018, they're eighth in cap space going into the draft and have a boatload in 2019. Do you think that if the Bills do make a move where they're trading a first and maybe a second and maybe a third, depending on whatever this compensation is to get up to 4 through 6, Spencer, do you think that Dez Bryant's a realistic possibility in a role he'd come in, be a number two receiver on a team, or number one, really, get his money he's looking for and become a free agent? Do you think that could be appealing to him?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, you mentioned the cap space, and that's the biggest factor here, I think. If he turned down a multi-year deal from the Ravens, obviously, the Bills, knowing how much cap space they have next year, would probably say, hey, we'd like to sign you for, you know, longer term than 1 year and have a bigger cap hit next year because it helps them flexibility-wise. I think they're around like 18, maybe almost 19 million in cap space with the top 51. I don't think that's factored in the draft pool quite yet either, so whatever that ends up being. But again, the draft pool changes if you trade some of those picks. That's all estimated on how many picks you have and the where they are in the order. So if they trade some of these picks, they won't necessarily have as large of a draft pool either, which opens up some space that you could use to sign a Dez Bryant. I do think they're kind of restricted by that, though, based on they're probably would ideally want to do a multi-year deal and backload it a little bit, and it sounds like he's not really into that, especially maybe there's a team he would be willing to do that for. I mean, it sounds like he kind of wants some revenge on the Cowboys. So if it's a team, I know I saw that the Giants are maybe going to reach out to Dez Bryant. A team like that, maybe he'll say, yeah, I'll take a multi-year deal because I want to stay in this division and beat the Cowboys twice a year or whatever. But outside of that, I think it's going to be a tough sell for some of these AFC teams, especially a team like Buffalo, to be like, hey, we want to sign you to a multi-year deal, especially a team that maybe doesn't have their franchise quarterback yet or he doesn't see what the image is long-term. But I do think it's something that the Bills will have and probably will continue to at least explore while he's a free agent, because there's a natural need there, a wide receiver. They really need to stockpile that group up a little bit more, obviously. So it's a natural interest, but I don't know how much Dez is going to want to come to Buffalo, and especially if you can't get a mega deal, as you said, even for just for the 1 year.
Right. And him having the ability to come to be a number one receiver, though, like just right out of the gate, have a young gun like Rosen.
That's something the Bills can offer for sure.
Have a young gun like Rosen, a guy that, you know, could present like, you know, by all accounts, a really talented first over, or you know, could go first, I guess, but really more looking at the 3-6 range of a quarterback like Goff, how he's slinging the ball. You know, most notably, he's been compared to Aaron Rodgers based on his training out there with him. And kind of they just click and they seem to be very similar type of players, according to Aaron Rodgers himself. So that isn't just like a expert comparison. That's a comparison from Rodgers. Nick, could you consider Dez Bryant coming here? One quick note though on the cap, the rule of 51 will kick into effect. They won't add too much space with their draft picks, especially if they trade some. They're only going to take about $3 or $4 million off that cap space of 19. Also, they're going to get 2.15 back from Richie and his saga. They'll cover half of that draft class. So really, you're going to sit about $16 million once this is all said and done after your draft is paid. And that's keeping all their current picks. About $16 million is what they'll have, and they could offer $8 million to Dez Bryant for a 1 year deal, cap wise, $8 million, and have $8 million to roll over still. Nick, is that an idea you're entertaining to get a number one receiver for a year for a rookie quarterback? Give him a weapon here.
Yeah, I'm certainly on board with it. I mean, they need something. I think Zay needs to be knocked down a little bit in the depth chart just to give him a little breathing room, especially with the interesting offseason he's had. But I think the key here, you mentioned earlier in the conversation, Kevin, that perhaps adding Dez can give you some flexibility going into the draft, but I think you're going to have to see how the draft plays out in order to get Dez interested. I mean, I think if they land a guy who's viewed as a Rosen type who can come in, make some plays in his first season, I mean, I think that's going to be more appealing to someone like Dez Bryant. But if you get a guy like Josh Allen and say, hey, we're going to go run with A.J. McCarron, I think he's going to go and try to get his revenge on the Cowboys or something like that. So, yeah, I think it depends on what happens. And maybe Brandon Bean would consider something on the touch base, consider something on the back burner maybe afterwards, see what happens. Because I don't think any trade's going to come down until it's easier to say now, but I've been saying for a couple weeks now that I don't think any trade with the Bills at the draft is going to go down until Thursday evening, tomorrow night, and we're going to see exactly how that plays out. Because, of course, we had a little bit of a debate. Me and Kevin are kind of on board with, hey, these two first-round picks can get the job done in trading up. Spencer thinks incorrectly, because me and Kevin are always right, that you would need a little bit more. But on a serious note, I mean, that if they have to give up another second-round pick or something like that, well, they still need a linebacker. They have a lot of holes on this team still, so. You know, I think we're going to have to see how the draft plays out and see how much you're willing to give up. If does Dez like the quarterback, and a lot of factors playing in here, but I think it'll be maybe next week or the week after, that type of move.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's been reported that Ian Rappaport said the Bills have been checking in on Dez from the start. So I think it's an option. The Bills called number one receiver, rookie quarterback, $8 million. Come do your thing. Maybe be a free agent. Maybe we'll re-sign you if you like it here. But I think that's just a possibility where he can take a number one job. If he doesn't get into the NFC East, he has a chance to come to a team, be the number one, work with a rookie quarterback on a pretty good defense, on a team that could surprise with a rookie quarterback. If he's good enough, I mean, if he's at least Tyrod Taylor level, I mean, you're adding him to Kelvin Benjamin, and LeSean McCoy would be fun to play with. LeSean knows him. So, I mean, there's some connections there, and I don't think it's super far-fetched if the Bills have to trade, say, Spencer's level of compensation. They can't get a receiver with that. I mean, they're going to have to trade a lot. They just straight up need an inside linebacker. There's no way around that. And why I get upset is when other receivers, teams are stockpiling 4 and 5 and 6, number two, number three receivers, in my opinion. The Bills are sitting there with, I don't know who number two is on their depth chart, personally. You have Jeremy Curley, who to me could be that, you know, your number three, you know, Zay Jones, 3-4. I mean, so you have a 3-4 there. You have everyone's favorite Rod Streeter, but Spencer, they need a number one receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they can make it happen where they sign Dez to a one-year contract, I think that's the best for both worlds in a sense, because Dez gets a chance to prove he can still play in this league. The Bills get a receiver who's a top-flight receiver, essentially, and maybe can make some plays for you. Maybe you can convince them to stay if you make the playoffs again or are competitive with maybe A.J. McCarron or that rookie quarterback potentially. So it's a good opportunity if they can make it happen. I say why not, 100% for it. I do think even if they take a quarterback in the first round, though, they can potentially find some receivers in the second or third round. I know Nick and I both I think Nick mocked it, and I also like this guy. DJ Chark at LSU is a good guy who could help take the top off of a defense with his speed. So there are some options there for him a little bit later in the draft as well if they wait to do that. But, yeah, I mean, I think by and large you can't argue if they were able to bring in Dez Bryant. Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, what an action-packed show, guys. I really appreciate this Wednesday edition, getting us all in on this. And really, really, really get into the core of this. I know, Nick, you're happy this thing's over with. I think I'm sad. I love this season. Spencer, you're kind of in the middle. So,
well, I love this season. I do, but definitely like this year more so than others. I just feel like it's like worn on me to the point where like I've had the same conversations about some of this stuff over and over. I'm just like, let's see. Let's just have something actually happen.
It doesn't help that Cleveland hasn't helped us much. But anyways, yeah. we'll bounce it. We'll bounce back to you guys. Nick, tell me what you're working on, where you're at, where we can find you, what you got going this week or next week. Just give us some stuff.
Yeah, you guys know me. I'm over at the Bills Wire now, and we're going to have a lot of content there, just myself and the team included. Probably going to try to get some instantly quick reaction to whatever move that the Bills finally stick their name to. As you mentioned, Kevin, I am ready to just find out what is going to happen and what the future
hours.
Holds.
24 hours for you, man.
About 24 hours, you're right. But you know what? It is fun, you know, the day of the draft. But this year at the quarterback drama, man, you never think of a media guy here as, gets tired with too much news, but so repetitive and everything. But, guys, it is enjoyable. We're lucky to be on here. And that sort of thing. But, head over to Bills Wire, keep tabs on us during the draft process. We'll be doing stuff all 3 days.
Awesome. Spencer, where are you at? Where can we find you? Tell us about what you're doing this weekend, actually, or I guess tomorrow. Tell us what's going on with your life and where.
Yeah. I mean, the big thing on our side is obviously we're doing our annual, I think it's the fourth year now or in a row we're doing this, our live mock draft show. It's the Huddle Show, which is actually hosted by Ryan Laso and Icy Vic. But we got a whole plethora of guests coming on as well, including you, Kevin. I know you're jumping on Friday to fill my very, very small shoes to fill, but you're filling my shoes on Friday for rounds 2 and 3. But, yeah, that'll be on Facebook Live at the Rock Sports Network Facebook page. I think we're starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow, the opening night of the draft. And then I don't know when they're getting started on Friday night, but Kevin will be obviously plug that for you guys. A lot of good stuff. And it's nice, you know, instead of watching the national guys who don't always know a lot about what's going on with the Bills or, you know, certain things, or maybe, you know, you're sick of listening to Mel Kiper's ice cold takes on who's going to pan out and who's not. You know, I think he said Jimmy Clausen, he'd quit his job if Jimmy Clausen wasn't a franchise quarterback or something. He's still there. So if you're sick of those takes, you can listen to some local guys to talk all Bills and get the perspective from that side on it, whatever happens. So should be a lot of fun. That's, I think, the big thing, obviously, with the draft coming up. But you can also check out all my writing stuff over at rocksportsreport.com. So appreciate it as always, guys.
Hey, Spencer, where is that where they can find the show for you tomorrow? Would that be at the Facebook page?
The show will be on Facebook Live, so it'll just be at the Rock Sports Network Facebook page. Just search Rock Sports Network on Facebook, and it'll be right there for you. So, like I said, we get started at 7 o'clock.
Perfect, guys. Yeah, check that out. I'll be filling in for Spencer on Friday on the day 2 and 3. I do have my player list right here, so look out for that on who I'll be covering there. And I'm filling a couple team needs too, and certain teams pick. You know, each of us will have a conversation about that, kind of like we did in our show a couple weeks ago, Spencer, there. So once again,
check
that out on the Rock. Is that on just the RSN page, right? Just their main Facebook page?
Yeah, the Rock Sports Network Facebook page, yep.
Perfect. So check that out, live show there. You can catch that draft. Also check out the Bills Wire, been friends of ours for years since, you know, Rob Quinn's a close – you know, confidant of mine, and now Nick's over there doing his thing with Kyle Salagai. So those two and others do a good job. They do bring they bring like every story possible over there. So check out the Bills Wire. You know, between those you two, I mean, that's really where I'm checking my local news right now. Nothing's national, so check out those things. Really appreciate everyone tuning into this. I know there's a ton of draft content out there, but I really appreciate all of the listeners on this show. And lastly, Spencer and Nick both owe me a mock draft in the next couple hours here. We're doing our mock draft game. Not sure where it's going to be up yet, but we're going to have 5 or 6 local experts submit their mock drafts, and we're going to kind of score it to see who does the best to kind of keep us entertained on a show next week. So that, look out for that for next week's content.
I see a big zero in Nick's future.
No!
I see last place. Last place. for Nick in the Bills wire. So
that's weird. Spencer now has nowhere to stay on Friday.
It'll be friendly and fun banter on who did understand this process the best. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, 5, 6, 7 of us doing that. And so check out that. It'll be up. You'll see my tweets about it. But really appreciate everyone tuning in. I'm your host, Kevin Misery. That's Spencer. And that's Nick.